Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Happy Friday, and I don't want to work. Not anymore this week, anyway.
No.
It's a three-day weekend.
Yes, it is.
And it's a very important weekend, everybody.
Yes.
This is the Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see everybody remembering the fallen.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see people out there hugging veterans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I'd like to see everybody out there in this beautiful Florida weather barbecuing their asses off.
Yes.
Because it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yes.
But most importantly, remember the veterans.
Yes.
Remember the fallen. Hug the ones that haven't fallen.
Yes. Because
I will be available all weekend for hugs.
You're bad.
I'm a veteran.
Yes, you are a veteran.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Anyway.
And I am a dependent veteran.
Yeah, I think you were.
I did my time.
Of the two of us, you were more of the Marine than me.
What do you mean by that?
You've always been a lot tougher than me.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know about that, but I participated willingly.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We had a lot of fun.
Yes, we did.
Anyway. You may have noticed that the first song I played Bang the Drum All Day,
mm-hmm.
and that song is by none other than Todd Rundgren.
Yes.
Now, the reason I played it is because 68-year-old Todd Rundgren is going to be here in the Bay Area tomorrow night. As a matter of fact, he's going to be downtown St. Petersburg at the Mahaffey Theater at 8 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I thought you played it because that's what you would rather be doing, is
banging
on a drum all day.
No, that would be very annoying. That would get old for me very quickly.
Kind of like banging your head on a wall.
I hate drummers.
No, you don't.
I'm just kidding. So anyway, if you want to go tomorrow night, like I said, it's at the Mahaffey Theater, and it's downtown St. Petersburg, 400 First Street South. Tickets look like they're starting at $35 and then going up from there. If you want more information about ticketing or seating, you can call 727-893-7832 or go to themahaffey.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful facility.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that one of the ones that Bill Edwards owns or redid or
manages
like that?
Something.
Bill Edwards is one of the local billionaires that's done some good for the city.
Done a lot of good.
Yeah, we're going to talk about his Tampa Bay Rowdies during our sports segment. Not much, because I don't know much about the Rowdies.
We're trying.
I'm going to let
you know
a little bit of something about him. Anyway, you should go over and see Todd Rundgren. He is 68 years old, and he's got like a new album out. And, you know, you might not know a lot of his songs that he performed, but he wrote a lot of songs and produced a lot of songs for a lot of different artists.
Oh, so, that's interesting.
Yeah, he's been in the business forever. And I think, I'm almost positive I heard that Todd Rundgren, okay, well, you know Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Right.
You know Steven Tyler has a daughter, Liv Tyler.
Right.
Who's the actress.
Right.
Okay. I'm almost positive I heard this story that when Steven Tyler and his wife got divorced, that his wife and Liv moved in with Todd Rundgren.
Oh,
so okay. I think Todd Rundgren is really like the man who raised Liv Tyler.
Okay.
I'm almost positive I heard that story.
Well, and...
if it wasn't Todd Rundgren, I'm pretty sure it's Jimmy Buffett.
And I did see on Twitter, pick up the most recent edition of Creative Loafing.
Yeah.
They interviewed Todd Rundgren, and there's a whole interview...
Nice.
Bio in Creative Loafing this week.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Before we get any farther...
Yes.
Let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me, as always, is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your hair is getting lighter and lighter by the day.
Yes.
Before we know it, I think next week you'll probably look like Goldilocks.
I think so.
3 weeks ago, you had the raven black hair.
Yep.
And it is getting lighter and lighter. It looks good.
Now it's like strawberry blonde.
Yeah, well, it was strawberry blonde last week, but a little bit more strawberry. Now it's starting to really... get that blonde,
golden blonde.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. To Hannah's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
How was your day today?
It was good.
Very good. Glad to hear that. You look good. You look great.
Thank you. It's walking on the beach.
Yeah, walking on the beach. We'll talk about that in a minute. To her right is not my boy, Ty Ginn.
And just in case, you know, anyone is wondering, he had a band. Thing
a band that, meeting
so he is not the machete wielding clown trying to hitchhike along busy California highway.
Oh my god, I saw like an older lady trying to hitchhike on Doomy earlier today.
Doomy?
Yeah, I was like, are you kidding? Yeah, she was totally out there, thumb out. I was like, no, you're ridiculous.
She wasn't holding a sign saying Doomy?
No. Oh. No, and, but she was on Doomy.
Right? Doomy.
But she wasn't dressed as a clown.
No. Nor machete wielding.
No.
So.
Okay. Good. Well, that's good.
Less of a threat.
So Ty is at a band meeting, his band Deceptive Intruder.
Yes.
I guess they're talking about their upcoming European tour.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
They're going big. Mm. But he is not... Just again,
he is
to
not
reiterate, he
the
is
machete
not
wielding clown
hitchhiking along the California highway.
Mm-hmm. That seems dangerous.
It does seem dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. My name is
for
Mark.
For everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
My name is Mark, and I'll be your host.
Yay.
We do this little thing called the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show every Friday evening live on RadioSaintPete.com from 6 to 8 p.m. If you want to give us a call at any time during the show, you can do so, or please do so.
Please do so.
At 727-498-0502, or if you'd rather tweet us, you can do that at Marco Radio Show 1. Now, last week, we got a call.
Yes.
Whoa.
That was fantastic. And then we got several tweets from another listener, and it's so fun to be able to play along with listeners.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So do us a favor and do one of those things.
Right. And let me
do it.
Let me put this out there as well, because I listen to the TuneIn app, the Radio St. Pete TuneIn app.
Right.
So our show plays throughout the week at different points in time.
Yeah.
If you are listening and it is not Friday night, you can call and leave us a message.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
At 727-498-0502. Or you can still tweet us.
And follow us
on Twitter at Marco Radio Show 1.
I have to say, ever since we went with the TuneIn app, we've gotten a lot more Twitter followers.
Yes, yes. And I'm just encouraging those people to participate
as well.
We're
getting a phone call.
Look at that. Straight out of the bat.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
Don't get too excited. It's Joe Bordeaux calling.
Hey, Joe Bordeaux!
What?
How are you?
Good.
We're very good. How are you?
Good. I know you're done talking about Todd Rundgren, but I had to add a story, a quick story.
Okay, great.
It was only about 4 or 5 years ago. I was broadcasting a Carolina Mudcats AA baseball game. They were the AA affiliate at that point of the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
And they had a shortstop who had some difficulty in the batter's box hitting. He was a tremendous defensive shortstop by the name of Rex Rundgren.
Oh, okay.
And at one point, I was introduced to his dad. And after some conversation, I said, "And what was your name again?" And he goes, "Todd Rundgren." And I go, "Are you Todd Rundgren?" And he goes, "Well, yeah."
I just said I was.
And I said, "Hello, it's me." So yeah, anyway, right. He's a wonderful guy, so everyone should go out and hear Todd Rundgren tomorrow night at the Mahaffey, and I will clear the line for all of the hundreds of callers calling in.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Well, Joe, thank you so much for the information, and thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely.
And more importantly, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Well, I love the show. Okay. Have a great weekend.
Thank you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yes.
What a great story.
How fantastic is that? For those of you that may not know, that phone caller was none other than Joe Bordeaux, head honcho, guru of RadioSt.Pete.com. If you tune in to RadioSt.Pete.com, more often than not, you are going to hear the voice of Joe Bordeaux.
Absolutely.
He's going to tell you everything you need to know about what's going on around town.
Yes.
And everywhere else, for that matter.
Yes.
Yeah, thank
Live
you very much.
And in
that was
full
great.
Color.
Wow. How about that? We got a phone call right off the bat and from Joe Bordeaux.
Right.
Joe B. All
too
right.
Fun. Thank you.
That is too fun. Okay, so one of the things that we've been doing, and I think we mentioned it last show, that one of the things we were going to start doing is Steph was going to start walking on the beach every day.
Yes.
And she has done that.
Yes, I have.
I am so proud of you. You have actually gone ahead with that whole program.
Yes.
And you've literally walked on the beach every day. How many days in a row now?
Five
days? No, well,
we took the weekend off.
Yeah, but you and I walked on the beach one day together.
Right.
So 6 days you've walked on the beach.
Well, no, that was that was Wednesday. I did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday last week.
So that's 3 days.
And then Monday through Friday this week.
So that's 8 days.
Yes.
Okay, not 5 days, 8 days.
Well, 5 days in a row. I took the weekend off last weekend.
All right, well, it doesn't matter how many in a row, which is how many you do.
Okay.
How many miles you're putting in.
How many I do.
That's how many you do.
I just got to keep doing them. Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now, last week I vowed, because my 35th high school reunion.
Reunion, yes.
Not anniversary. Reunion is coming up in August. And I vowed last week that I was going to start going to the gym. In fact, I was going to go to the gym every day, at least 5 days a week until August, because I wanted to show up at my reunion looking like I had just graduated.
With washboard abs.
With washboard abs. Well, let me tell you something, people.
It's not going to happen.
It didn't work out that way.
He did go.
I did go.
He's been complaining ever since.
But instead of going 5 days this week, I went twice.
Oh, you did go twice?
I did.
I thought it was just once.
I went Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, I was too sore to go.
Overdid it.
As a matter of fact, I can just barely raise my hands over my head. I am sore.
Well, you overdid it.
Yeah.
You overdid it.
But, you know, next week, it's another week.
Right.
Know. At least I'm not going Monday because I think the gym's closed on Monday. It's a holiday.
Sure.
It's a holiday.
Yeah.
So I'll go Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tell yourself that.
I'm going to try to go 3 days next week. I can't go Friday.
Well, how about just Tuesday, Thursday?
I'm going to go, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm going for 3 days next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a 24/7 gym by my house that I'm thinking about going to. And I suggested to Jeremy that we start walking on the beach at night.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's kind of scary, though. I mean, what kind
of
people?
At least I'm with Jeremy. I would never do it alone.
Can he fight better than his brother?
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
All right.
No, but evening. I mean, it's still light out after the sun goes down enough to, you know, even if you just walk 30 minutes, 15 minutes and turn around and 15 back.
Yeah. I mean, we could walk down the beach, walk back, hit Castaways, the bar, for a couple of beers, and then walk home.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy.
I can remember, honey, during when we were Hannah's age, we had quite a few romantic evenings on our beach there in Laguna Beach, California.
By the time I was her age, I was pregnant. Yeah. We were married.
Yeah, it might have had something to do with those nights on Laguna Beach.
In Hawaii. Yes. Yeah. Those escapades were much younger.
Right.
You guys are gross.
We were all domesticated by the time we were her age.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hannah Claire.
Yes.
You're 22 now.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know either, so don't feel bad.
Okay, you're 22. Well, you're fitty.
Yeah.
And neither one of you know what you want to be when you grow up.
No. How about you? Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
No, but I did when I was a kid.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was sure I was going to be a football star or a baseball star.
Yeah. Mm. I thought I would be a veterinarian.
I was a skinny little white boy.
That also makes me woozy now.
You also wanted to be a lawyer.
Yeah. Mm. That makes me woozy as well.
Yeah. Well, the reason I asked you if you knew what you wanted to be is there's a new survey that asked kids 6 to 17 what they wanted to be when they grew up. Now, you know, kids are different today than they were like back when Mom and I were kids.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, even so much that they were different. They're different now than when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Kids, I had to say that because Ty's not here.
So
really?
Yeah, right. So what do you suppose were the top 12 things kids want to be today? These kids, ages 6 to 17, they were just polled. What do you suppose that age group wants to be now?
Scientist.
No.
Like a... No, Cell phone engineer.
I've got a top 12.
iPad maker.
Top 12.
Coder.
Fidget spinner assembler.
You're not even close.
No.
You ain't close to any of them.
I don't know.
It's not all about STEM.
It's not all about science.
I think you're going to be amazed.
Electronics.
Technology.
I think you're
going to
be amazed. And then you probably, when I tell you what the number one occupation, desired occupation is, you're probably going to be like, what? And then you go, oh, all right, I can see that.
Doctor.
No. What? Actually, as a matter of fact, doctor or nurse is number 6.
Mm. Oh, well, that's
only
not bad.
Only 13% said that they wanted to be a doctor or nurse.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm-mm. Can you think of anything else?
Well,
garbage truck driver.
No.
I don't know.
Who aspires to be that?
Well, they make good money, apparently.
Hannah wanted to be a veterinarian.
Yeah, vet.
Vet is not on the list, not in the top 12.
Okay, and what about a lawyer?
Lawyer, 11. Oh. Number 11, 6%
okay.
of those kids, 6 to 17, said they wanted to be a lawyer.
Right. I wanted to be a teacher.
Airplane driver.
Number 9.
Okay.
Airplane.
12% said they wanted to be a teacher.
Pilot. Oh, that's a good one.
Pilot. Not on the list.
Oh.
Firefighter.
Not on the list. Can you believe that?
Police officer.
When I was a kid,
kids wanted
to be a fireman, a police officer, a Marine.
Or a color TV.
Or an athlete.
Right. Some sort of armed yeah, services.
Right. All right, let me run down the list for you. Coming in at number 12.
Yeah.
A model.
Whoa.
Yeah, 4% said they wanted to be a model. Number 11, as we said, is a lawyer, 6%. Number 10 is a writer.
Oh, well, that's cool.
8%. Teacher, number 9, 12%. Athlete. That I wanted to be, 12%. That came at number 8. Number 7, TV host.
Oh, really?
12%. Mm-hmm. Number 6, doctor or nurse. We said that. That's 13%. Filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5 at 14%. Actor. Number 4 at 16%. Number 3 is musician or singer.
Okay.
16%. Number 2, blogger or vlogger.
Gross.
18%.
Really?
Wow.
Now, number 1. YouTube star.
Oh, you're kidding.
34% of these people polled said that they want to be a YouTube star.
Mm.
Now, I thought that was kind of crazy because I don't know that much about YouTube, but what I do know, what I've heard, is that some of these YouTube stars make millions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't know how.
And but I guess it's all because of how many views they have.
Yeah, views and likes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ty has mentioned to me, and I wish he was here to talk about this, but Ty has mentioned to me that he and a buddy of his have started their own YouTube page.
Yeah.
And it's basically them playing video games.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I don't know what kind
there are famous people who do that.
Remember we talked about that last week on the show? Was it last week or the week before? We talked about that show that was coming to town.
Yeah.
Where it was just people, like 7,000 people coming from all over the state to watch people play video games and tell jokes.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It's mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. But in this day and age where kids are so, they're so into the technology, so into the social media, that makes sense.
I guess it does.
You know, you cannot go by a group of kids these days and every single one of them's face is buried in their smartphone.
Right.
To me, that's sad.
Well, it is. But at the same time, I have spent quite a bit of time on YouTube.
Right.
Watching videos, how to figure out everything that we have here in the studio.
Okay.
I don't have a formal, quote, education in audio processing and studio setup and everything else. But those YouTube videos were unbelievably helpful.
Well, I actually, when I had my beard, I went on YouTube because I did not know exactly how to trim it or even to take care of it. So I went on YouTube and looked at, how to take care of your beard.
Yeah.
Right. So,
so I learned a couple things. And I learned about beard oil.
And one of the things that I try to keep in mind, when I see kids constantly attached to their devices and their phones, is your first thought is that they're on Facebook or Instagram or
playing
a video game, but maybe they're not.
Right.
Maybe they're looking for information just like we did.
Yeah.
How many creative projects have you found, Hannah? Oh,
do you remember that story? It's been probably about a month ago where that 8-year-old, his parents were asleep and he and his little brother wanted to go to McDonald's, but he didn't know how to drive the car. So he went on YouTube to learn how to drive the car and he drove crash free to McDonald's.
Yes. So, it's not...
Eight years old.
It's not, I guess, all bad.
Right.
But a little bit.
Might need a little parental censorship.
Yeah. Well, that's the kid that stole our golf cart at work.
Hmm.
He flat out told the police that he learned how to hotwire a golf cart on YouTube.
Yeah.
Maybe
YouTube shouldn't be... providing that kind of information.
Well, yeah, right.
Provide all information.
Right. I don't know. Let's see. We should talk about sports because there was probably one of the biggest stories of the week is sports related.
Yeah.
We can talk about that or we can take a quick break.
We should probably take a quick break.
All right, let's do that. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about sports, man.
Sweet.
Yep. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
But I'm drunk. about it. I'm drunk.
Everybody, we are back. That is the Reverend Horton Heat.
Yes,
he is a rockabilly guy.
If you didn't guess,
yeah, who plays here in town quite often. I would love to catch him live.
Yes,
I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Let's see. The name of that song is, if you couldn't guess, it's Baby, I'm Drunk.
Nice. Happy hour.
Right. And like I said, that's the Reverend Horton Heat. Okay, before the break, I said that we were going to talk about sports, man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I also said that one of the biggest stories of the week was that Super Bowl 55 will be played right here in Tampa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay,
now,
Tampa.
Don't get too excited. Super Bowl 55 won't be played for another 4 years.
Yes.
In 2021.
Yes.
So it's going to take a while, but it will be played right here in Tampa Bay.
Well, that gives us plenty of time to prepare.
Mm-hmm. Hannah Claire, are you okay? How many Super Bowls have been played here in Tampa Bay?
One.
No.
Two.
No.
Four.
Yes, four. Woo! Yes. Stephanie, can you guess when the first one was played?
No.
1984.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then we have one in 1991. We have one in 2001. And then again in 2009.
Really?
So this will be our fifth Super Bowl held here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, we just recently, not we, but the Glazer family just spent millions of dollars upgrading the stadium in hopes that we would be considered for a spot to hold the Super Bowl again. So kind of our wish came true.
Nice.
In this situation, what happened is out in Los Angeles, they're building this new multi-billion dollar stadium that's going to house the Los Angeles Rams and the, I guess they're going to be called the Los Angeles Chargers. So it's going to be a stadium for both of those teams.
Wow.
But unfortunately, because of foul weather in California, it has pushed construction back. So it's not going to be ready in time. So I'm thinking, it's not going to be ready in 4 years?
Right.
Jeez. I mean,
but they're talking about this being a multi-billion dollar stadium. So that kind of sounds like they're putting a lot of stuff into it. So 4 years, I mean, think about how big a stadium is for one thing.
Right.
You know, and if it's going to be state of the art, it's going to be big enough to house two different teams, you know.
Anything that takes that long to build, I wonder, the first place my head goes to is it's state of the art what they want to build today.
Yeah.
By the time it's completed, will it still be state of the art?
Well,
You know, it's kind of like road construction.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, they build based on need, and
then all
and
of a sudden,
the need keeps growing.
The population exploded, and it's not
bigger. And it's not enough. Right. Mm-hmm. And the way technology is,
I mean, computers change every day,
leaps and bounds. Yes.
Well, I'd like to think that if you're investing billions of dollars on a project, that you've got some forward thinking people in charge of that thing, and they can kind of see or they know what's coming down the pike.
That they're building towards the future,
right.
Not, state of the art.
So
to
that
today.
In 4 years, 4 or 5 years, when this thing is done, it will be the latest thing.
Yes, yeah. State of the art for the time.
I have a feeling it's going to be a huge stadium. Think about that one that they have in Dallas.
Right.
That thing's a monster. And, you know, I have no idea how long it took them to build that thing. But I can imagine, that's also like a multi-billion dollar stadium.
Right. Beautiful stadium.
Yeah. I'm anxious to see what this one looks like. What they've done, they've given us Super Bowl 55, and I think what they're going to go ahead and do is give that Los Angeles stadium Super Bowl 56. So okay. It's not like they're going to miss out altogether.
Oh, no, but they're going to upstage us, you know.
Well, how about this? How about this? This is how we upstage them. The Super Bowl is going to be held here in Tampa Bay.
Right.
What if our Bucks play in the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
I don't think that's ever been done. I don't think a home team has ever played in the Super Bowl.
How about if they
own stadium?
How about if they play and win?
Yeah.
We don't want to lose at home. Let's play and win.
Right.
And truly, this area is a sight to behold.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much to do.
It is a destination well beyond the, you know, day of the game. Mm-hmm. There is so much to see and do.
I mean, first of all, the weather, even that time of year is going to be fantastic.
Beautiful.
A whole lot better than anywhere else in the country.
You're not going to be knee deep in snow.
Right? Think about all of the things that we have here. We have all of the things to do in Tampa. There's theaters, there's Ybor, there's a lot of great restaurants in Tampa. Then you come across the bay to St. Petersburg. Downtown St. Petersburg, I mean, has exploded.
Exactly.
With stuff to do. But then you got Orlando, which is close.
Right.
You got Disney, and you've got Universal.
Pinellas County beaches.
right.
You know, it's such a destination for families and for Super Bowl attendees.
And can you imagine over the next 4 years, some of the new amenities that might pop up just for the Super Bowl?
In preparation for it, right. That will do nothing but enhance our communities.
Absolutely.
For the long term.
I love it.
I love it. Build towards the future.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. go Tampa Bay. Right. Excuse me. Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Rays wrapped up their series last night against the Angels with a 4-0 win.
Nice.
I think in that series, I don't know if it was a 3 or 4 game series, but I know we won at least 2, possibly 3 of those games.
Okay.
So that's good. That's, you know, look, we are currently 25-25.
Perfect.
Well, we're fourth place in the AL East. We're playing 500 ball. It's still way early in the season.
It's so early in the season. I mean, we're still consistent.
We're still a month and a half away from the All-Star break.
Right.
And we've got a long way to go.
That's a long
25 and 25. And, you know, as long as we're playing fairly consistently.
That's
I'm okay
the key.
With that. I'm okay
consistency
with that.
Will win out.
Yep. Like I said, they are starting a weekend series tonight in Minnesota against the Twins. The Twins are currently 25-18. They're in first place of the AL Central.
But they've played fewer games.
Yeah, right.
So
why have they?
I don't know.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, if we're 25-25 and they're 25-18.
Right. I hope I didn't write that down wrong. Maybe they're 35-18. No, it could be that far.
Anyway.
So that's that. Go Rays.
Go Rays. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, World Series.
Right.
Super Bowl.
How about that? And World Cup. Maybe we'll get a World Cup.
Oh, maybe.
If the Tampa Bay Rowdies ever get selected into the MLS, maybe we could have the World Cup here.
We could have the World Cup here, and maybe the Lightning next year.
Right, I forgot about them.
We'll be back to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're a playoff town area.
Yeah. Well, regardless of you know how good our teams are. It's a good place. It's just a good place to come.
It's a great place.
Yeah. Let's see. Our Tampa Bay Rowdies are home tomorrow night to face the St. Louis FC football club.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what it means. Go Rowdies. For more information on the Rowdies, check out Radio St. Pete's Unused Substitutes.
Yes.
Stephanie, what were you telling me about them? You weren't telling me. You were telling Hannah. I overheard your conversation with them. Something to do about their Twitter followers?
They hit 1,000 Twitter followers yesterday.
Nice.
I know. Well,
not only does that say good things about their show, but it also says something about the interest in soccer in this area.
Yes.
So that's cool. Yes. And it also says something about the interest in Radio St. Pete.
Absolutely.
.com. I love that. All right, so that's our sports.
All right, perfect.
Good. Glad it's over.
Yeah. Old big sports fan over
here. Yeah, big sports fan. Okay. Now this is a story. This is a little bit more on the serious side.
Put your glasses on.
Yeah, I don't know if we can have fun with it or not. But I know probably a lot of you have been hearing about what's going on in New Orleans.
Yes.
In New Orleans, they are taking down a lot of the Confederate generals' statues.
Right.
When I first heard this, I was really kind of upset.
Yes.
Because, as far as I was concerned, that's our history.
American history.
Who are you to take away our history? And I thought, maybe it goes to like the pussification of America. Somehow these statues are offending people.
Right.
And then because I thought, how weak are we becoming that a statue of a general who fought in a war 100 plus years ago is going to offend you?
Right.
So I was really kind of offended by that. I was offended.
Right.
By them taking them down.
Well, our American history is our American history, good or bad.
Right. Then.
Dum, 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 dum. Yeah.
I asked several people what they thought of it. And everybody I talked to, nobody, their initial reaction was not like 100% against the removal of the statues. Everybody seemed to be a little bit cautious in the way they responded to my question about what they thought about the removal.
I think everybody except for me.
You jumped right on my bandwagon.
Absolutely. I have a
problem. Who is this Mayor Landrieu?
I have a problem with removing American history.
Right. Yeah.
Because. And what I was seeing is that it was being removed because it looked bad.
Right.
Or the pussification of America.
It's hurting people's feelings.
It's hurting somebody's feelings. And it's like, no, we need to remember the bad as well as the good because we learned from the bad.
Right. I went so far as to say that, what's next? Are they going to go to Washington, D.C. and tear down the Jefferson Memorial?
Right.
Or any of those other statues.
Right.
Anybody that owned slaves or was alive during that period.
Exactly.
Are they going to take those down?
Are they going to tear down the White House because there were slaves there?
Right.
What was the thought process?
Right. Well, then, as angry as I was at New Orleans mayor, what's his name? Landrieu. Mitch Landrieu. I was angry at him.
Yeah. Who is he?
Right.
To change our history?
He's got his nerve.
Right.
But then they posted in the Tampa Bay Times excerpts from a recent speech of his where he explains why the statues should go and why they need to go. And after reading that speech, first of all, it was a very well written and just a great speech.
Right.
He got to his point. He made his point, and it made a lot of sense. I could probably read some of it to you. I don't want to read all of it, obviously, but it says the historical record is clear. Robert E. Lee, Jefferson Davis, and PGT Beauregard. Statues were not erected just to honor these men, but as a part of the movement which became known as the Cult of the Lost Cause. The cult had one goal, through monuments and through other means, to rewrite history to hide the truth, which is that that the Confederacy was on the wrong side of humanity. The monuments that we took down were meant to rebrand the history of our city and the ideals of a defeated Confederacy. It is self-evident that these men did not fight for the United States of America. They fought against it. They may have been warriors, but in this cause, they were not patriots. So, reading that, they had a whole different agenda.
Right. Those statues, those monuments did not go up to honor those in their service.
Right.
They went up as a weapon.
Right.
As a threat.
Well, as a threat.
The speech goes on to say, after the Civil War, these statues were a part of that terrorism as much as a burning cross on someone's lawn. They were erected purposefully to send a strong message to all who walked in their shadows about who was still in charge of this city.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a negativity.
Absolutely.
That the city does not need. And then there's this other little blurb here. It says the Confederacy was on the wrong side of history and humanity. It sought to tear apart our nation and subjugate our fellow Americans to slavery. This is the history we should never forget and one that we should never again put on a pedestal to be revered.
Right.
So, you know, after reading that, changed my whole point of view. Looking at those statues as I have visiting New Orleans, first of all, my first thought was, you know, it's a statue, it's art, for
right.
one thing. Not really thinking about what they represented. And if you go back, now look, you can look at it very vaguely and go, yeah, that was a Confederate general. Well, if you look into what the Confederacy was all about, look into it deeper, well, then you know that they weren't fighting for the right reasons, not as a unified America.
Right, right.
That's the thing, and that's part of the point that Mayor Landrieu is trying to get across. Is it's, you know, it's, what do you say? It's all about the e pluribus unum, and we need to be a single unit,
right.
America.
But you have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
In my opinion, because we in America, one of our basic rights is to protest.
Yeah.
The government doesn't get to decide what we do, if you will. We're a government of the people.
So you're saying that the Confederacy was protesting the government. Okay, that's okay, I get that, and I'm okay with that part. But what they were protesting about, their right to do the bad things
right.
that they did and they wanted to do.
And that I have a problem with. But it still shows that the American people still hold the power or some power to be part of the government.
Yeah.
Now, and to be heard. Now, war is not the answer.
No. Mm-mm. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Say it again. Now, speaking of your protest, one of the things I've noticed is just about every day for the last 2 weeks, you've seen some sort of article in the paper about these statues being removed in New Orleans.
Right.
What I have not seen is articles about the people protesting.
No.
So I'm starting to gather that the people in New Orleans are like, yeah, let's get rid of them.
Right.
You know, I don't see anybody that's disappointed about it or so upset that they're, you know, causing a fuss. Now, I don't think that these statues should be thrown away.
Right.
I think that maybe some
repurposed.
Sort of a...
There should be...
A museum should be erected.
A Civil War museum.
Right.
That tells the whole story.
Right. Yeah.
And not just the Confederate side of the story, but the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't ever, in the history of our country,
right.
that is not a war we ever want to have again. over-owning other human beings.
No, right. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely not. You know, and that's something that we definitely do not want to forget, especially with the Grand Cheeto in charge. Sorry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's change the subject here.
Okay.
Do we have our topic-changing music?
No. Where's PW when you need him?
We're gonna talk about him a little bit later. Hannah Claire, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Oh, I really like Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge.
Excellent, because this story I'm about to lay on you is about Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
How about that? Did you know that before we came in here?
No. No,
it's
but I
we
had
don't
some
have
last
a pre-show
night.
Meeting.
No. And
so what'd you say your favorite flavor was?
The chocolate fudge.
Ooh.
Chocolate
see,
fudge brownie.
Ooh, that does
so
sound good, though.
Good.
Yum. Yeah, I've never been a chocolate ice cream fan.
Now,
I'm not typically, but oh my God. It's so
now,
good.
If you were to order two scoops.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What would your two scoops be?
Oh, man, that's a hard one.
Would it be two of the chocolate fudge?
No, no, no. See, if I went to an ice cream shop and they had the whole spread,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
I'd probably get, I really like coconut ice cream.
Ooh.
And,
that would be a good combination, too.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah. But right. Coconut and vanilla. Or birthday cake or something.
Oof.
Okay. Yeah.
What about some Cherry Garcia?
I'm not a fan. I don't like
you
cherry.
Don't like the Grateful Dead?
I mean, I don't know. I guess.
she doesn't like the cherry pieces in her ice cream.
Well, one of the
half-baked is good.
Yeah. One of the reasons I brought this up is because Ben and Jerry's, I don't know if you're aware of this, I don't know how many stores they have here in the United States, but over in Australia, they have 26 stores across the country.
Really?
And that's a big, big, big country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge. And they only have 26, so it seems like they could fit a few more in. But did you also know that same-sex marriage is illegal in Australia?
I did not know that.
Well, Ben and Jerry's doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. So what they're going to do to sort of protest is they are banning same scoop cones and bowls.
Nice.
You can't. They're going to force you
to mix it.
To mix it. Right.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Yeah.
Go them.
Go them.
See that. That's ridiculous, and that's showing them how ridiculous they are being.
Right.
Right.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. It says, all 26 Ben & Jerry's stores in Australia are placing a ban on same-flavored scoops as a statement of opposition to the country's stance on same-sex marriage. The ban is part of the company's push for LGBTQ rights.
Nice. Mm.
Let's see. Iman Rugg. Oh, no. Imogen.
Imogen.
Iman Rugg. Imogen Rugg. The last name really is Rugg. Ben and Jerry's Australia spokesperson says, we are proud to be standing alongside the equality campaign to continue the fight for marriage equality in Australia. Ben and Jerry's has a long and proud history of commitment to social justice, including LGBTQ rights and marriage equality. We believe everyone deserves full and equal civil rights. So I think that's pretty cool of Ben and Jerry's to do that.
I do too. I was surprised to see the quote backlash, a little bit of backlash on the internet. People saying that Ben and Jerry's were trying to profitize the whole situation and way to make it about you and.
And no, it's showing everybody how ridiculous it is.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Well,
that's how
I
see
it. Yeah.
And for being, you know, Ben and Jerry's, they're a major platform.
Right.
Yeah.
Using their voice, in my opinion, for the greater good.
Right.
I am all for it.
Yeah, definitely.
I have no problem with it, but I did find that shocking of, oh, you're trying to make money off of our woes. And it was like, oh, come on.
There's always going to be somebody that doesn't get it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I mean, what better way to get your message out?
Right. Yep, I agree.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Do-do-do-do. We have a few minutes before our break. I'm going to try to... Can I sneak in? Steph, you got anything you can sneak in there? Didn't you bring out something a little over there?
Well, no, not anything that you've brought up yet.
Oh.
I have breaking news. Ty is not the machete clown.
Well, you gave us that at the beginning of the show.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Hey, did you hear about this Yahoo over in Lakeland? If you're not familiar with Lakeland, Florida, it's a quaint little town. Especially their downtown area. They've got these little lakes down there. As a matter of fact, we just recently visited Mirror Lake and Lake Morton for that Mayfair Art Festival.
Yes.
That wasn't last week, but the weekend before. What I noticed about downtown Lakeland, not only do they have a lot of live swans.
Yes.
But they have a lot of swan statues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, you gave me this story a little bit earlier today, and apparently this Yahoo stole one of the swans, and I have a picture of it here. Yeah.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Well, it's a really cool looking swan, and it's like a black and white checkerboard.
Yes.
Really artsy fartsy, but the dude was naked.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A naked man. Steals a swan.
Well, what I found out today was he stole the truck that the swan was in.
Oh, it was in a truck. Because I was going to say, I don't know how this naked man lifted that swan because they look like they're pretty damn heavy.
The swan was actually in the truck.
Was it like being delivered?
It was being transported. The swan is actually privately owned.
Oh.
And it was being transported so that they could have some touch-up work done. The paint had started to chip and what have you.
Right.
So the swan was actually in the back of the truck.
Okay.
And the naked man stole truck and swan.
Is there any word on why he was naked?
No.
Just likes to be naked?
Do 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 do. This just in.
No, honey, it's da 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 da. Oh,
thank you.
Not doo doo. You sounded like a backup singer.
Da 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 da. I don't know. The truck was found yesterday.
Yes.
And the swan was found today.
Nice.
So the swan has been recovered. The truck has been recovered, and said naked man has been arrested.
I hope he didn't have his way with that swan.
I would hope not. Gross. I would hope not.
Yeah. If you get a chance to go to Lakeland, everybody, it's a good little town.
Don't steal the swans.
It is. Don't steal the swans. Nope. Live.
Steph, your mom and stepdad live there in a very nice neighborhood there.
Absolutely.
A great house, big ass yard. What is that, like a 2-acre yard?
Not one, but...
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's got to be more than an acre.
It's an acre. Mm-hmm. But out, you know, not too far from the city, actually. But like the downtown
like 10, 15
area.
Minutes, that's not far.
No, not far at all. Mm-hmm. And Lakeland is spread out.
You know, we said when we were there in Lakeland that maybe we could live here in Lakeland. But then I started thinking... The streets kind of roll, the sidewalks roll up around 5 o'clock. There's not a whole lot going on down here. Yeah. I'd still much rather be in this area with downtown St. Pete.
Well, and I have to admit that that was part of my thought with the whole walking on the beach is giving up the beach.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right there. Mm. And I know it's right there. We never go. I mean, it's been so long since we've been down there. And it's like, okay, well, Lakeland's pretty cool. This is a neat area. Yeah. And the only thing I'm giving up is the beach. We don't go. So, what, you know, how big of a deal would that be? Well, that was part of my prompting to go to the beach every day and walk.
Yeah.
I can't give it up.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I need the beach right there.
Yeah.
And I will continue going every morning.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you. Really. I'm thinking about getting you like a little MP3 player or something.
Well, the biggest challenge for me now at the end of, you know, week and a half,
right,
week two, is not getting up and going.
Yeah. It's coming home.
It's when I get back. It's like, oh, no, I'm back already to right. my car. How much time do I have? Can I go a little further?
Right.
Yeah.
I really don't want this to end.
Okay. Let's see. We are down to our halfway point, everybody. Let me remind you that you are listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. When we come back, we're going to get into the rest of our show. We're going to play Stump the Chump. I've got some other stories, man. We have our Python report.
Yes.
We got all kinds of stuff. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Somebody's got to go.